Well, this is Charlie Bernhardt, welcoming you back to the second hour of Jewish Soul Music. By the way, those of you who might be tuning in for the first time, just during the second hour, I know some of you are listening through my friend Nachum Siegel's program. You can go to hear the first hour. It's archived. All my shows are archived and indexed, by the way. It's simple. Go to charliebernhardt.com. That's www.charlie. That's C-H-A-R-L-I-E, Bernhardt, B as in boy, E-R-N as in Nancy, H-A-U-T as in Tom, Bernhardt.com. And you'll be able to listen to this music at any time. This is show number 93 for, of course, I've been on the air since 1977 and at Fairleigh Dickinson, FMU, Seton Hall, at SNR, Midnight Show on the radio. And about 2 years ago, I started this internet program. And I invite you to go back to the archives, and you might enjoy some of the past programs. By the way, I do want to give you a heads up. First of all, of course, I'll be doing a Pesach special. Pesach is just 7 weeks away. Can you imagine that? But for those of you who are curious as to what's being planned for the next couple of months, first of all, I've been in touch with Mendy Werdiger's son, and we're going to do a Werdiger special. David Werdiger, of course, Mordechai Ben David is the son of David Werdiger, MBD, and it'll include Mendy Werdiger, Yidel, and Shruli, and whoever else they wish to include in that special about the Werdiger family and their influence on Jewish music. I was in touch with David Bagley's son, and I want to do a special program of David Bagley. Beryl Chagi's grandson, I spoke to him just the past week, and we're going to do a Chagi special. In 1995 or so, I did a two-hour special of Bensian Shanker. He came to the studio, and it was a wonderful, wonderful program. That will be played again in the near future. And as will a Kabbalah, Shabbos, and Musaf special that I did in 1992. Classic. My friend Yossi Beer helped me with that. And, of course, a Yiddish festival. I have been getting some comments, and they're correct, that I have not really been playing enough Yiddish. And I haven't been playing enough of a lot of things. comedy. Simcha, I'm really going to be on a kick for comedy and Yiddish and boys choirs and Hasidic music. And also a new kick will be Sephardic music. Yes, I was at the Safra Shul the other day during Havdalah, and I spoke to a few people there who are going to help me to learn a little bit about Sephardic davening in particular, and present that to you. Okay, let's see, what do we have here? We have, let me just see. This is Pinchas Cohn with Birkas HaChodesh. Yes, today, I think today. Today is Rosh Chodesh, isn't it? Yes, Birkas HaChodesh, cantor Pinchas Cohn.
Oh, Na deis oleinu Es a chui deis nasa Le to e vo Veni verrocho Che te cha deis oleinu Es a chui deis nasa Le to e vo Hadeis oleinu es achoi deshaser le toivo veveli verrocho. Hadeis oleinu es achoi deshaser le toivo veveli verrocho. Vesigitein, vesitein lo onu. Chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tovo evo. Chayim shel tovo, chayim shel berocho, chayim shel parno vosu.
Chazan Pichas Cohen with Birkas HaKodesh. Oh, yes, I did forget to mention, I don't know how I did, but I've been going back and forth with Cantor Yaakov Motzen, and I'm hoping to do a Motzen special. Yes, a Motzen special sometime in the near future. It's on the list. And then, of course, I'll get to some other of the fine cantors. It's just one of the few projects that I have. Again, now, if you're a new listener, periodically I have a section or a segment of the program called GCL. A GCL is a guest Chazonist lover. And this gives you the opportunity. We do a little schmooze and present some of your favorite selections, and let's proceed with this evening's GCL. Well, I'm so pleased to have with us for the guest Chazonus lover this week, a real fan of Chazonus. His name is Alan Rosenberg. Shalom. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Charlie. Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem. I'm so happy that Harvey Waldman hooked us up.
Yes.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background as to how you became interested in Chazonus and, in particular, some of the cantors that we'll be playing this evening.
Sure, Charlie. I would say that I was always interested in cantorial music growing up in an Orthodox home in Mount Vernon, New York, where my grandfather was the shamas for over 50 years, read the Torah, and came from a strong Jewish environment, as did my father, observed. He was Shomer Shabbos. And I would say, if going back all these years, I remember 78 records in the 50s in which we would purchase one or two at a record store. There was a record store right next to Ratner's on Delancey Street.
Uh-huh.
We would buy one or two albums, such as Yesila Rosenblatt. There weren't that many in those days. And we got such joy. I could see even today the expression, could picture the expression on my Zeta's face as he would sing along and would be so happy to hear these masterpieces of the great cantors. And I just always was interested in the particular cantors. And what really, I guess, gave me interest was when we would go away for some of the holidays. For example, we would go to the Breakers in Atlantic City and Laborer Waldman. The great Laborer Waldman would be the chazan, and he was so good. It was just like listening to a Caruso or any top performer in any field. As a matter of fact, at the Passover Seder, we, as Laborer was singing the Kiddush, we all, of course, were raised our Kiddush cups, and he went and sang so beautifully. And when he got to the Shechianu, we had to put our cups down once, twice, maybe three times, because that last brucha took maybe 10 minutes. He would sing it one way, then another way, then fast, then slow, and it was just unbelievable. So we were very, not only impressed, but felt very fortunate to have been there and made the services, of course, so much even more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, his davening.
Yes. Well, I understand that he performed at your wedding.
That's correct. That's correct. What happened there, I was married in 1967, and my father wanted to surprise his father and me and engaged Cantor Waldman, and we were married in New Rochelle, and some of the older people couldn't believe that this was Label of Waldman because he was so well known and so popular,
right,
with his radio show and a few movies, and an uncle went up to my father and said, "How did you get Cantor Waldman?" So that was a big joke in the family.
That was in 1967.
Yes.
Yeah, he died just 2 years later. Yes.
Right. As a matter of fact, Harvey thinks he drove his father to the wedding, but of course we didn't know each other.
Right. Right. And then you had another great cantor perform another wedding for you.
Well, yes. Fortunately or unfortunately, that marriage lasted 5 years. I then remarried, and I'm married now 36 years.
Okay.
But and I was in charge of our wedding at this time. I was 29 and asked Cantor Sholem Katz, who was a fabulous voice, fabulous person, to perform. And he flew in from Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Now, Cantor Katz was well known as he was the cantor at Kutch's for many, many years, for Passover, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and also has various albums. And we became friendly throughout the years because we did go to Kutch's quite often for the high holidays.
Now, I do understand that there's another famous cantor who you befriended and has been a good friend of yours over the years.
Yes, Paul Zimm. Has been one of my closest friends ever since we met when I called him to perform the El Mole Rachamin at my father's funeral in 1993,
uh-huh,
18 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we talk every few days, and we're very close, and I always admired his voice and didn't really know him. I used to go for Slichos to his various synagogues, mostly Hillcrest,
uh-huh,
in Queens, and I never really went up to him to say hello. It was very crowded, and the service was just beautiful, the way it should be, and I had all his albums, would constantly listen to them, and then I thought, after my father passed, that I would call him. And I got his number and called, and it was a very snowy day, and he came. And as I said, we've been best of friends.
That's interesting. Paul and I go back many years, and his chazanis is wonderful, and also some of his children's choirs, and he's really very versatile. We'll be hearing from him in a minute, but I think we're going to begin with a Label of Waldman with Barosh Hashanah.
Wonderful.
That's a selection that is one of your favorites. So let's start with Label of Waldman, Barosh Hashanah.
Barosh Hashanah Yikusevun Uveyolem Tzayim Kippur Yikusevun Kamu yaverum Vechamu yiboreum Kamu yavrum Vechamu yiboreum Vechamu yiboreum
So beautiful, really. Alan.
Yes.
Yeah. It must have been so wonderful to be able to have seen him and heard him live, because you know, this, I don't want to belabor my own story, but I didn't discover Chazonis until 1977, when most of these great cantors had passed on.
Yes, well, also, Leibler was such a humble man and easy to talk to, and came for Mincha Meirov, and just was just a real perfectionist. And I've since read his autobiography, which goes to maybe age 25 or 30. Very interesting, and he was one of the only great cantors born in the United States.
Right.
The others came over from the foreign countries.
Yes, and Sholem Katz, that must have been such an exciting thing to have him participate in your wedding service.
Yes, Sholem would make sure that I received an aliyah. He was in charge there in a nice way. He wasn't a bossy person at all. He also was humble, and of course he suffered so much in the Holocaust.
Yes,
where he lost his wife and family members.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is told not only by Sholem, of course, but it's been written up where he was scheduled to die the next day. And he started singing the night before.
Yeah.
And the Nazis were so impressed on what his voice sounded like that they just could not kill him.
Right.
I wish I could ask more questions now. I'm sure they didn't believe in God, but they were somewhat afraid, and they let him go.
Uh-huh.
He escaped. He came to the United States. He developed another family and was very successful in the United States, and he had a tremendous reputation in Europe as well.
Yeah. I was just listening to a tape of cantors who were killed in the Holocaust. I'll be playing this in the next few weeks or so. And there was an Israel Bacon, a fellow by the name of Din, and of course Gershon Sirota. They weren't fortunate enough to survive.
Sirota was one of the best of all time as well.
For sure, for sure. Okay, now we're going to hear Sholem Katz with Ritzay. Looks like we have a technical problem here. I'm live in the studio, and I don't know why we're not hearing this. I'll have to play this if you'll bear with me. Just bear with me a second. Don't go away. We have a technical problem here, and let's just, for whatever reason, it's not coming through. Let's say this is 8.
Ritzay,
So beautiful. And, you know, Alan, while I was listening to that, I was thinking of his magnificent Kale Mole that he
yes.
does for the memorial service. It's he had something in his voice that really was so beautiful.
Well, he felt it. He was there. He was just about dead and then got a new life. So he could really sing that with tremendous emotion.
Yes, really, really from the Neshama. And I do run into a son of his, Benji. He comes to Park East every once in a while. And I run into him. I think he lives down in the Baltimore area still.
I see.
Well, the next selection will be Paul Zimmern. You know, Alan, I'm very fond of both Paul and Saul, and I, you know, it was they're both so very talented. And
that's true.
Yeah, Paul arranged this next selection of Vehi Rotzon. It's from the Hineni of the High Holy Days. So let's hear Paul Zim with Vehi Rotzon.
Son mil fonejo Virot son mil fonejo Adushem lo ke Avraham Yitzhak ve Yaakov o che la gudol a gudol a gibor ve anorra che il lio e ye pasere ye she kula malochi שהם מלאי ספילוס. יובייו ספילוסי לפני חיסי חבודךו, ביציגו עושו לפונךו. עבור כל הצדיקים והחסידים התמימים והישרים ובעבור כבוד שמחו הגדול והנורא יתו שומעי התפילה סמכו יסרווה כי יתו שומעי התפילה סמכו יסרווה אלוהי ואי אוי ואי אוי ואי ריבונוי של עולם כי יתו שומעי Oy shoy meya, shoy meya, shoy meya tefila samecho, shoy meya tefila samecho Yisroel, oy vey, oy vey, oy vey, ribonoy shel olam. Shomeya, shomeya. Ki ato shomeya. Yisroel Berachamim Berachamim Baruch Atah
Paul Zim, beautiful.
Yes, he's such a nice man. He goes out of his way for people and does not have a bad bone in his body, is my opinion.
And quite a talent, somewhat underappreciated, I feel.
I see.
So Alan, I know this is a busy season for you with tax season, and I appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts with us.
Charlie, it's my pleasure, and without patronizing you, you do such a great job to bring to the public and the Jewish people all these cantorial songs and Israeli, and it's just such a great deed that you've taken upon yourself to do. Now with Shalom TV, the Jewish channel, there's a lot of exposure, and this is a good thing.
Well, you know, I'm always optimistic about the future. You know, it's easy to just bemoan it, but there's a lot of great talent out there, and they have to be heard and they have to be appreciated. It is exposure, and it's a learning experience also.
Right.
Well, again, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye,
Shalom. That was Alan Rosenberg, and if you're interested in being a GCL, a guest chazanos lover, it's very simple. You have my email, obviously. It's on the website and all that, cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com, and I will pre-record it. I can call you at your convenience, morning, noon, or night. I don't care what country you're in. As a matter of fact, I think I've told you, I get a printout of the countries that are tuning in. I don't have the actual emails, but I do know the countries and the percentage of my listeners from each country. Of course, the United States is number one, and Israel and Canada are pretty much tied for second and third. I have listeners in Australia and South Africa, some listeners in China and Japan and England, of course, and wherever you are, if you would like to participate, I will call you. Just email me at cbjmusic, and it's a lot of fun. I'm always interested in hearing different thoughts and experiences with chazanos, and you know, willing to share your favorites with my listeners. So that's an open invitation. Okay, Cantor Eliyahu Greenblatt. This is from a tape that Barry Sirota did in 1996. And, of course, that's another special that I have to do about Barry Sirota. But in 1996, this is what Barry wrote about Eliyahu Greenblatt. He's one of the outstanding cantors of our era, a native of Jerusalem. He sang as a youth in synagogue choirs, has served at the Tiferet Tzvi Congregation of Tel Aviv, as well as congregations in South Africa, and has made numerous guest appearances across the United States. At the time, in 1996, he was based in Tel Aviv, and he continues in his art in Israel and the diaspora. I do believe there was a period that he was in California. I do have to get more on that, but let's hear two selections from this tape that Barry put together. And, of course, you know, Barry did wonderful, wonderful work in bringing rare recordings to light. We're going to hear Tekah B'Shofar and V'chaya B'Acharit Hayomim. This is Eliyahu Greenblatt.
Oh, Le cabez galuyat Little
Eliyahu Greenblatt. And this is Charlie Bernhout, a little different show this evening. I hope you enjoyed most of it, if not all of it. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Come back again next week. Thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.